welcome to Podcast Insider. My name is Todd Cochran. Of course, I'm joined by my co-host, Mr. Mike Dell. Mike, how you doing?
Doing good. Finally recovered from all the walking and standing around last week.
Yeah, and you know, I'm lucky to have power today. We got blasted this morning. I mean, when I came into town, I had to take detour after, I counted over 100 downed trees, and so it was just some straight line winds, no tornadoes, I guess, but at one block west of here, the whole town's out of power, and then two blocks east of here, there's no power. I'm in a small zone. A zone that has, yeah. Of course, we have no wires above ground, so maybe that's why, but
yeah, we had the same thing yesterday. All around me is out, and it's still out, and I'm in a little zone of power. So I guess we're destined to make the show today.
That's right. So, Mike, for those that are watching the show, you're representing today, No Sleep Till Podcast, the shirt that we gave out at Podcast Movement.
And, yeah, we gave out, I don't know what the final tally was, but I'm guessing a couple hundred of them got given out.
That's right. So No Sleep Till Podcast, ladies and gentlemen. Of course, today we've got a good lineup of news, best practices. We've got some stuff going on at Blueberry here. We've got a Blueberry pro tip today. We got no interview this week. We do have a question of the week. But, you know, I guess, Mike, maybe we can start off with just a quick recap of Podcast Movement. What was your thoughts?
It was... the population of people was down from past years, but I would say the quality of the contacts that we made make up for it, because it seemed like everybody we talked to was either genuinely just starting or had some legitimate things that they wanted to talk to us about. And I don't know, I had great contacts at there, and I've been following up with them this week already.
I will say that it was great to be back in person. And Delta kind of scared a number of people off from coming live. But if you were one of those people that decided not to come, you missed a great show.
Yeah, we were tempting fate, Todd. We flew on Delta Airlines. The hotel, we were in the Delta section of the hotel.
Anyway. That's true. I didn't think about that. So, and then, at least we weren't in the Delta section of the trade show floor. But, our booth number was 510, so I don't think it made much difference. But, no, we had a spin wheel where people could win prizes. We had coffee cups, pens. We had T-shirts. Everybody got a T-shirt and wanted one. We had AirPod holders. We had face masks. We had just a whole – and, of course, regular swag on the desk with the stickers and –
and we even had some 15-year pins for the few of us that have made 15 years.
Show that up on the camera so those that haven't seen these.
Yeah, let me get it up there.
So if you come to a trade show event, we give Blueberry customers pins, 1, 5, 10, and now 15 years. So if you're a brand-new podcaster, you're just started, we'll give you a 1-year pin if you've been doing 5 years. So it's kind of a way to, show your stripes a little bit on how long you've been podcasting. Now, we don't make those available via mail. We can't get one of those if you send us a self-stamped addressed envelope, just because of the cost. The costs on those are crazy high, so we reserve those for in-person events. But be sure, if you're ever a Blueberry customer and you were at an event, make sure you come by the booth and get one of those so that you can sport it on your name tag or that's where we put them. We put them on our name tags at the events. But so the spin wheel was good. Had people come in. We gave away a Rodecaster plus a couple of mics.
Yep, a couple of Samson Q2U, the whole setup with the little stands and everything. It was I put that package together with Mackenzie yesterday. So
awesome. So $600-800, something like that. And then we gave away 3 1-year hosting, free hosting. So those were for brand new customers, so that signed up and talked to us at the booth. So I'm very, very, for, like you said, it wasn't necessarily a high quantity, but everyone when we talked to was quality. And
like I said, we stayed really busy first day, moderately busy the second day, and then I think a lot of people bailed on Friday.
I think so too. But we had a good rapport with a lot of people. A lot of people looking for pro hosting, looking for ad insertion, looking to build networks. People really looking for private internal podcasting. It really covered the full gambit of questions and people looking for different services. And again, someone that was brand new. And if you're one of those brand new listeners of this show that met us at Podcast Movement, we want to welcome you to the Podcast Insider, of course, and congratulate you on choosing Blueberry to do your show. So I think that for me, the diversity of people that were at the event was at all-time high. And social distancing, how they worked it, ladies and gentlemen, is they had you had your name tag, and then you could pick up a button. They had green, yellow, and red. Green means you're basically open to shaking hands and, you know, whatever else entailed in that. Yellow would be like a elbow bump and social distancing, and a red was no contact and social distancing. And we had our booth, so we had four people in the booth. We had one of our writers come in. Tara came in. She run our, I want to call it the Wheel of Steel, but it wasn't, our spin wheel, and handled that. And then Mackenzie and, of course, Mike and I were there. So we had a mixture of green, yellow, and red badges in the booth. And just each person decided which level they were comfortable at and did their own thing. And I it worked out well. And people respected each other's boundaries. And there was one person I did walk up to. I was so excited to see. I didn't see his red badge. And I got up close to him. He kind of put his hand up. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't see your
red badge. Yeah, I ran into that once too.
But, you know, I apologized and backed off. But it was, I think, though, as the event went on, fewer and fewer people were wearing masks. It was like there was this good mix in the beginning, and then later on it was less. So it was kind of interesting to watch that dynamic. But there was no peer pressure. No one.
Yeah, it was very non-threatening to those who did or didn't wear masks and all that. It was just do your own thing and we're cool with it.
Do your own thing and we're cool. Yep. So, and I was most pleased about that aspect because really COVID wasn't a discussion of the show. So it was, we focused on podcasting stuff and
as it should be.
So the session that I had, the live session I had with, we had about 125 to 150 in the room. Best session I've ever, the most people I've ever had to a single session, and people were coming up to me the whole time. And I was pretty pleased. But you know what the highlight of my whole show was, Mike?
Mm-mm.
Guy walked up to me. I don't remember the conversation. I'd had a conversation with him in 2005 about his podcast.
I do remember that.
And he had a whole crew with him, had three or four. I don't know if they were employees or teammates or exactly what their status was. But he said, this is my team. And this wouldn't have been possible without having had that conversation. So it's nice to see that little seeds that you've dropped over the years, you know, grow into fruition or grow into fruit. And so really made my whole show. I was very humbled with that. And again, haven't been to these events for all these years. And a conversation we had in 2005, 16 years later, what do you know? So pretty amazing.
Yeah, so things can definitely come from attending events. You know, I met, you know, the Blueberry team at the old thing back in 2006.
Right.
And I walked into the Blueberry party. You handed me a Heineken. That's when I met you.
Well, really, that's what I gave you when you came in the party. Have a beer.
Anyway, enough nostalgia there.
But you know, so I think for us, it's a little bit family reunion, but at the same time, I didn't know 95% of the people.
Right, and same here.
But there was enough networking going on that we got to meet a lot of cool people doing a lot of cool things. There is some exciting, there is some exciting content being created. I'm just flabbergasted by the depth, the professionalism, you take it to a whole new level, down to earth, real, no fake. I mean, it told me what you and I already know. This space is full of incredible people and creators that are doing genuine, great content. And there's been some events I went to in the past where some podcasts, I couldn't quite say that because I walked away from a content creator kind of like, that's interesting, you know.
We've got to up our game, you know, as content creators. Now, not everybody has to. You know, there's still room for the guy next to the water heater in the basement, like I always say. And there were plenty of those types there, too. But, you know, some of the level of the content is getting up there with these multi-million dollar companies.
Yeah.
You know, and here's, you know, a team of four or five people pulling off that same level.
Like knocking it out of the ballpark. And making impacts in their industry. I talked to a gentleman who was a contractor, a home construction contractor. And as a matter of fact, we partied with him a little bit at the iHeart party. And the show he does is breaking it down and telling consumers, this is what you need to watch out for. And giving discussions from the horror stories that consumers have had with contractors. So it's just one show of many that I just was blown away in the diversity of people and content. And
it just goes to prove that you can podcast about anything, you know,
and
it doesn't have to be true crime or business or podcasting for that matter. Yeah. It's, you know, anything. And, you know, who would have thunk, a contractor would have a show good.
And it just, I mean, you can tell why this guy, you can, you know, when he walked up sometimes when people walk up to a booth or you meet someone, you just know that whatever they're doing, they're batting 1,000. You just know it. It's just the way they present themselves and enthusiasm. And it really is quite exciting. But
he was part of that crew out of New Jersey, which looks like they're getting it together.
Absolutely. So, and you're representing New Jersey well. So any New Jersey podcasters out there, holy smokes, this team is taking it to task in a big, big way. And, you know, they're doing national content, but it's just, you know, they're representing it significantly. So anyway, we had a great event. Next thing up, we're going to ATD in Salt Lake City, Utah. And that's coming up quick, couple weeks. And we'll be out there. Then I leave from there and I go directly to Dragon Con in Atlanta. So far, everything is on to go. So nothing has been canceled, which is good. And then I come back from Dragon Con and then we go, next show will be NAB. We're actually rethinking our strategy a little bit about NAB based upon the body count that was at Podcast Movement. So making the decisions there, and then a couple of team members will be out at She Podcast. And I think that's going to wrap up the 2021 podcast events that maybe there'll be some more in there somewhere. But
yeah, who knows? It might pop up.
But other than that, we've got a lot of stuff coming. So I guess we'll get into, we've got a lot coming. We're busy here. And let's get into the regular stack, Mike. Nielsen says that podcast listening is growing because of smart speakers.
Yeah, well, it's in part to smart speakers. They're saying that boomers are the highest growth in podcast listening, and you know, a lot of at-home listening. They have a bunch of little charts in here. It's similar to what Edison does, but of course Nielsen is a radio company as well. So, you know, it's a good read.
I wonder how much they're really growing because they still aren't making that big of an impact in the actual ranking.
No, but they were just talking about, you know, that a lot of people that used to listen to AM/FM on their commute are now listening to podcasts on their non-commute from home.
Right.
So, you know, we knew that. We had a bit of a boost in podcast listening and certain types of podcasts, certain other ones. Kind of tanked, you know, like sports when there was no sports you know, those podcasts sort of tanked a little, but
they're all back now.
Everything seems to be back on the straight and level.
Yep. So hope we keep it that way. So anyway, we'll have the link to this Nielsen study and it's published over at insiderradio.com. So a longtime fixture at Apple has left. James Boggs has been there. My God, as long as I can really remember has left. So what's the, I heard a little rumor, I'm not going to spread it, but
I did too, but this is on his LinkedIn. It says, as I depart Apple Podcast team today, thanks for, all the creator partners and, worldwide and all that. He took the big departure note. But he didn't say why or who or how or anything like that or where he's going next.
So anyway, so we'll see. James, you looking for a job? Drop us a resume. love to see that.
There you go.
There we go. Hey, Lucille Ball. Now, some of the folks listening to this show may not know who Lucille Ball is. Now, I hope.
So we might be aging ourselves a little bit.
Yeah. So, let's be honest, Mike. I Love Lucy was a show that was really not even my generation. It was, it's quite a time before
my parents' generation.
Yeah.
Or even before that.
Yeah. So she still she now has a podcast.
Hmm. Yeah, she did a talk show back in the 50s, I guess, and I don't know, I'm being blocked on the LA Times story here, so I can't actually read it, but what I remember of reading it the first time was sometime in the 50s she had a talk show, and these are interviews with her and other famous people of the time that they're putting out as a podcast. So I think it's called Lucy Talks, I believe.
So you want to go down history lane? It might be interesting to check that out. Google sent every podcaster a email. I think they did. We got one as a network owner explaining some stuff going on. But Google has basically mandated some tags. Now you're thinking, well, what does that mean? What are they mandating? But you must have the link tag in your RSS feed back to your website to be recommended in Google Podcasts.
Right. And it's not like a hard, fast, you're not going to be listed if you don't have it. It's just they're not going to put you in their recommendation page, if you don't have, at least the image tag, the description tag, and the new one, the link tag, which is not a new tag. We provide that in all of our feed generation at Blueberry. But, that's just another thing that makes it important that you have a website. Because you got to have something to put in that tag.
That's right. Link back to your.com and do it the Blueberry way. To build your brand on your own.com. And that link tag will be the authoritative link back to your website. And which oftentimes it's not. It goes to some, if you're hosting with someone else, it goes back to, your hosting provider.com, not your show or not your site, your personal site. So. Anyway, make sure you look at that. What else? Hey, International Podcast Day. Wow. I kind of knew this was coming and talked to Dave and the team, but they made an announcement that they're not going to be doing the live event this year.
Yeah, they're not doing the 24-plus hour around-the-world podcast or stream. So
they didn't go into a lot of reasons why they weren't doing that. I think it's, it's a lot of work.
Oh, yeah. And
it's. I've done those 24-hour shows before. Matter of fact, I did it 3 years. And I just... By myself. And it took me a week to recover from that. So it's really hard. And they did like 30 hours. They didn't do 24. Yeah. They did like 30 hours.
It was nice, though, that there was three of them there. Dave, Steve, and Daniel was also helping. And, so they would kind of... shuttle off and, get a couple hours sleep here and there. But, it's still a big deal to put on something like that.
Yeah. So they're going to be celebrating with us, but they are not holding the live event. So we'd supported that event multiple years as being one of their platinum sponsor, being the platinum sponsor for the event. So sad to see it go. But we will plan some stuff for International Podcast Day. We will do some stuff here at Blueberry.
We'll do a couple of live streams, and you're going to be doing your awards still on that day, correct?
Yeah, I do the awards that day, but maybe what we can do, Mike, is, make that one of those open office hour days where we have people come in. All right, let's talk a little bit about, let's switch gears here, and let's talk about best practice. And everything we heard at...
That's why I put it there.
...was YouTube. Have your show on YouTube because YouTube is the number two search engine. Have your show on YouTube. Well, how do you use YouTube for your podcast? And let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, I've put a few ways of doing it. There may be others, you know, like what you do with Geek News Central and
this
the
show.
New Media Show and this show.
Not this show. Sorry.
Yeah, we don't do YouTube on this show.
Yeah.
But on your other two shows, you record live to YouTube and everywhere else, so it has a presence on YouTube, and it's a real video.
Yep.
You know, it's a, you know, or you can pre-record it with real video and then upload. That means, you know, where they see you talking or whatever you're talking about or, you know, some sort of live video, you know, instead of the fake video, I call it.
So, you know, you get this headliner.
Yeah.
Headliner, of course, is a partner of ours.
Yeah,
and Headliner allows you to post the full video on YouTube with some graphics and
some animations and things, you know, that look a little bit better than just a static image.
Yeah. And again, audio with a still shot, just a single image, is basically a kind of a, it's an MP3 converted into an MP4 with a fake shot that's run throughout. You can do full length or snippets, I don't know what the advantage of doing either one is. You can experiment with it, but you know, really, if you're going to, if you think about how you consume content on YouTube, I watch videos on YouTube. I don't listen to podcasts on YouTube, but they say people are. And now I don't know to what extent. So I think it's best to experiment with that. But make a channel, you know, do the metadata to have that show up there. And then you're really a YouTuber. You're a YouTuber that's putting a podcast on YouTube, you know, for consumption that way. So,
well, think of it like, you know, if a TV show puts their TV show on YouTube, it's still a YouTube, but it's a TV show on YouTube.
Right. So I think that's a, you know, it's an option for you. And again, some folks are, it's a mixed bag. You know, I've been doing YouTube for a long time with my live shows. And, well, I don't know, Mike. Maybe we can make an experiment here with the Blueberry YouTube channel. Maybe, you know, put it up there and see what happens. But I think you have to do the extra work. I think you have to go in there and do the metadata. You have to have a good post. You have to have a good description, just like everywhere else.
And the thing about snippets versus full length. Now, what I've done in the past is I'll take a snippet of it. It may not be the beginning of it. It might be, you know, do a 1 minute thing, you know, just sort of promoing the show on YouTube, and then make sure in the description I have a link to that episode post. I have, you know, all the metadata in there. And yeah, that's a good way to discover it. But, you know, I still don't believe that a lot of people are going to consume audio inside of YouTube.
Yeah.
But who knows?
So anyway, get your podcast on YouTube. Just go over there. But again, you got to have a media file is typically the best way to do it. It's for video, MP4.
Yeah. So you can't use just MP3s on YouTube.
I don't know. I've never tried that. Can you upload an MP3?
Don't believe so.
Okay.
I'll try it.
All right,
about that. Report back.
Yep. Okay. So direct upload or live with real video, headliner videos is a good way to promote. Of course, audio with a still shot and full length or snippets is probably an option. Hey, I want to make one note here. Audioburst is another partner of ours. We stopped by the Audioburst booth and they're doing some stuff.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So if you've got an Audioburst account because of Blueberry, go over there and log in and see what they're doing. Their social stuff is getting pretty fancy. It's actually probably maybe even a little better than Headliner.
Yeah, they're kind of competing in certain segments.
Yeah, certain stuff, yeah. So definitely check it out. All right, let's go ahead and move into Blueberry News. Here's one thing. I guess before we get into the stack too much, you're going to start seeing stuff coming from us here in the next week where we're going to progressively launch some stuff out, make some changes. This is a culmination of a lot of stuff we've been doing behind the scenes. I think you're going to be excited about it as a customer. New customers are going to get excited about this. I think it's a good time to be a part of the Blueberry team. The next 60 days is going to be it's going to be pretty exciting. So the first thing, though, is we've got a great article by Kim. And how do you pronounce her last name, Mike? Do you know?
Cratchy.
Cratchy.
That's what she tells me.
Okay. I apologize, Kim, if we got it wrong. But she's got an article about what is your call to action. It's a great podcast piece. It's been picked up by several of the news sites. So what is your call to action in your podcast? And Kim goes into that in great detail.
I think we talked about that on the last Real episode, too. So that's a big topic in the podcast world.
That's right. Also, we've got some information about Blueberry Advanced Stats, a focus on a feature. So that's another great article for you to, if you want to dig in and find out what our advanced stats are really, really all about, definitely check out that blog post. Again, it's Blueberry Advanced Stats, focus on the features. And finally, is something new we're going to do. And I want to solicit all of you. We don't know what to call this. We're going to call it initially Blueberry Office Hours.
Yeah, and other places have called stuff like this, like that. So that's why we used it. But
so this is going to be we're going to do 2 hours of the first go round. We'll see if we get support to go 2 hours.
But yeah, we'll see.
Thursday, August 19th from 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern, Blueberry users can basically come in and have open forum to talk about issues, concerns, suggestions, get help with their show.
Yeah, Todd and I will be there at least. There'll probably be some other team members popping in and out.
So this is your chance, really, to get access to team members at Blueberry to ask questions. And we want to really help our new customers a lot and existing customers that maybe are having growth issues or whatever it may be. Some folks schedule directly with me to do a free 30-minute consult, which I offer to all Blueberry hosting customers. But this is really going to be an opportunity for any Blueberry user, whether it be PowerPress, be a hosting customer, stats, PIP, whatever it may be, to be able to ask questions. And we might even, I don't know if I'm allowed to do it yet, sneak peek at some stuff maybe. I don't know. I guess I got to ask the team if I'm allowed. Probably I'm not going to be allowed to do that. But
We'll see.
And so again, Blueberry Office Hours, Thursday, August 19th, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. Blueberry users, please only. And now that means if you have a Blueberry.com account, you're going to be good to go. So, all right. So what's our pro tip going on? I know that the team recorded this one.
Yeah, Toby from the team there says, have a sound focus. Why good sound is important. And I listen to this. It's very good. So
what's the Reader's Digest version of a sound focus?
Well, basically, he was given the example of, you know, if you have a lot of stuff going on in the background you have, you know, it's... You're talking to somebody in their headphones in most cases, and you don't want it to sound like the radio. You don't want it to sound like, you know, you're in the bottom of a barrel somewhere with echoes everywhere. Well, it's good.
That's what a sound focus is. So Toby's going to go into depth for a couple of minutes, and we'll be right back.
Have a sound focus. One of the reasons we get tired even after a short flight, you know, car journey, is fatigue from noise. Sure, we're good at blocking it out, but it stops us being able to engage and focus. This is why many well-known headphone companies are now selling quiet and even silence as a benefit. So you should take your sound as seriously as you would your appearance at an important meeting or hot date. It really matters. If what you say in your podcast is important, creating the perfect environment makes sense. I see this as well outside of podcasts, by the way, as well. You know, I see people delivering incredible value over a terrible internet connection on a Facebook Live. And, you know, much as I know they're saying some great stuff, if I can't hear them properly, then I cannot get value from what they're doing. So how will you communicate as a podcaster? Now, unlike mainstream radio and TV, podcasts are mainly listened to by one person using headphones. So that's a big audience of ones. It's not an audience in the same place at the same time. So it stands to reason that when you're podcasting, you really shouldn't have to use your on-stage voice. Now, low-quality equipment simply won't create the clarity and catch the nuances your audience need to stay engaged, the level that you want them to stay engaged to, of course. Now, with the right microphone and audio equipment and guidance, you'll be able to communicate intimately with your growing audience of ones to hold their attention. The other part of this equation is you can buy an amazing mic, you can buy a $5,000 microphone and not know how to use it and get terrible results. So you don't have to spend a ton of money, but you know, a few hundred bucks, a few hundred pounds will really change the way that you are heard. And right now I'm speaking to you probably through, I don't know, less than $500 worth of equipment. But I know how to use it, it's set up properly, and I'm in a quiet environment.
Now hear for yourself. This is the difference. I'm in the same room. I've not done anything else other than change to my in-webcam microphone. And, you know, I hope now you can hear the difference. I think you could probably get pretty comfortable with this sound, but there's no way in the world that you're going to be as engaged and listen for as long if I had a sound like this versus a sound like
this. So voice is important. The sound of your voice is important. How it comes across is important. You can discover online how philosophers and global leaders from the past use their voice to gain more trust and more power. And this has been going on for a really long time. Just Google Margaret Thatcher voice coach and you'll see what I mean. Now, bearing in mind around 90% of people listen to podcasts on headphones, I would encourage you to skip back to that piece just a minute or so ago where I spoke through the webcam mic versus this microphone. And tell me if you can hear the difference. If you're listening to this on your phone or your laptop speakers, go back and do yourself the favor of listening to that through headphones, because that's how most people consume podcasts, and listen to the difference. Listen to and feel the difference in intimacy between my voice and a pro mic and decent technique and my voice and a $100 webcam.
Well, thank you, Toby, for putting that together for us. Of course, the Blueberry Pro team can be found at blueberrypro.com. We have a lot of customers starting to use them. A lot of people at Podcast Movement were asking about our pro services. We've got a great team over there. So talk to Cater Toby, blueberrypro.com is where you find the information. So Mike, what is the question of the week?
Well, it's kind of in the same vein as Toby's thing. It says, what's a way to cut down on background noise and extra sounds when you don't have an official sound booth?
Oh.
Again, Toby talked about the why in the pro tip, and this question gets to the how. So, do your best to record in a quiet place at a quiet time of the day. That's, you know, sometimes the only thing you can do. You know, if you only have certain times of the day where your house is quiet, if you got a house full of kids or whatever, I mean, you might have to pick it. I've seen people actually take a mobile recording setup and go out to their car.
I used to record at 9 o'clock at night. Or 8 to 9, because that's when the kids were the quietest.
Right. And then, you know, here's some tips you can use. You know, dynamic microphone versus a condenser. Condensers are awesome if you have that soundproof booth.
Yep.
But they're not very good, you know, for noisy environments. And like I had to do when we first started this, turn off any extra noisemakers in the room. I have a window box air conditioner, but
right.
I can turn it off for the hour or so that it takes to do a podcast.
Sure.
And it's no problem. But, you know, fans, extra computers, you know, anything that just makes noise in the room. And if you have a noise gate function on your setup, you know, a lot of mixers have that. The Rodecaster has it. You can use a noise gate. Like when I shut up, you hear nothing.
Right.
Because of the noise gate. So if you have that, if not, you can always do that in, you know, in post-editing, depending on what software you're using. But you can also turn down the gain of your mic and get right up close to it. That'll cut down on the room noise.
One thing that's kind of cool that you need to remember is, and I record this show purposely a little low because it gives me lots of headroom, you know, and that makes for ultimately a better product. You can't fix oversaturation in post when it's, you know, it's when it's shh, you know,
well, I'm recording here, you know, the meters go to like -9 at the peak, right, or right, minus right. 3 sometimes, but yep. you know, at the real peak, but never get close to that zero.
But of course, you can always edit the levels and add noise gate in post. Now that's available as well. So the software does it pretty well.
Yeah. Most noise filters do a crappy job, but the gate it function, especially in Audition. I know all the other ones have it, but in Audition, the gate or the noise gate function works wonderfully.
Yeah. And you know, I used to do a show on Saturday with Rob Greenlee, and at 1 o'clock once a month they would have the tornado warning sirens, and it's really like 200 feet from this office, so I would literally make Rob talk for as much as he could for 2 or 3 minutes, because every time I opened my you could hear that just a little bit in the background, this whoo, you know, hear that siren. So it wasn't an optimal time to record, but it's the time we had scheduled. And when I moved here, there was really no change in the schedule to avoid the siren. So you just have to kind of work the best you can.
Right. And like last week when we did that little thing, here's our next thing.
Yeah.
Last week we didn't worry about it because we were on the show floor. There was no way we were going to get a quiet recording that sounded like we were in a studio. So we just went with it, and now that was ambiance. You could tell where we were.
And we made it short on purpose because we know the background noise probably would be annoying. Yeah. So those are some great best. It's not a best practice. It's a question.
Answer the question. That was a question from one of our team members, by the way.
Oh, that's cool.
So, it was cool.
So I hope that you've gotten something out of this show today. Of course, if you have a question you'd like to answer on the show, drop an email to mike@blueberry.com, audio, text, or video, and we may use it. And of course, the best place for support with Blueberry products and services is our ticket system at blueberry.com/support. Tickets give the whole team access rather than their direct emails, of course. We can get you a free 30-day trial at Blueberry by using the promo code INSIDER. Again, INSIDER, INSIDER, is the place to go at BLUBRRY.com. That's Blueberry without the E's because we couldn't afford the E's. So, Mike, you're battling storms. I'm battling storms. Is there going to be a upcoming show on your part?
No, I'm kind of on a month off for the summer here. It's just life is getting in the way, so I'm going to own it and just not do any episodes. So Podcast Help Desk will be back in September.
All right, awesome. You can always schedule a one-on-one with me, hosting customers only, email todd@blueberry.com. Of course, you can schedule a tech checkup with Mike. Again, hosting customers only, email mike@blueberry.com. And you can send us your podcast sticker in a self-addressed stamped envelope, and we'll send you a Blueberry Care Package. You got some good stuff to send right now.
Yes.
Minus the year pins.
Yeah, no year pins.
And those will be in the show notes. If you are a 15-year podcaster and you're podcasting with Blueberry, I might make an exception.
Yeah, there's not very many of us here.
Not many.
Although we have 7 on the team.
Yeah, isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Wow.
I think it's 7, might be more.
That is pretty incredible if you think about it, that there's that many team members that have 15 years of podcasting. That tells you a little bit of our DNA, ladies and gentlemen. It really, really does. So, Mike, did I miss anything?
No, I think we got it covered.
All right. Exciting times ahead for you as a Blueberry podcasting customer.
Watch this space. Is that what they say?
Yes. Watch the blog. If you're listening to the show and you're not yet signed up for hosting with us, drop an email to marketing@blueberry.com. We're looking for a couple people, and we're going to have some gift certificates. Or if you're going to recommend someone to Blueberry Podcasting, and they're not quite ready to sign up yet, but starting next week, if you think you're going to add a show, even if you're an existing customer, you're going to add another show, drop us a note. Say, hey, I'm adding a show to my account next week. How can I get on this $25 Amazon gift card thing? And we'll let you know. So I guess that's it. All right, Mike.
Yep. Have a great week.
Do the same, and we'll be back with you next week for another edition of the Podcast Insider. Everyone take care. See you next time. Bye-bye.